KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 70 degrees with sunny skies in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The annual JC Flight Breakfast tradition will continue July 4th with the addition of the A-26 Invader Lady Liberty, the only American-built combat aircraft to see action in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. The A-26 was scheduled to appear at the Fly Iowa Air Show last September and had some mechanical issues that prevented the visit. Fly Iowa Chairman Gary Pellett said, "We've made special arrangements for this additional event in partnership with the JCs for our communities to enjoy." The plane will be available for walk-on tours during the JC's flight breakfast and will also do flyovers throughout the morning. Breakfast is from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. rain or shine at the Atlantic Municipal Airport, 59706 Highland Road. Bounce houses will also be available for children. Planes won't be the only thing taking flight, as another local favorite, the Pancake Man, will toss hundreds of pancakes onto attendees' plates. The breakfast also includes sausage and a drink for $6 per plate. All funds raised support the JC's 4th of July fireworks display. Fireworks and music will begin at dusk with concessions provided by the Kiwanis Club beforehand. The rain date is July 5th for fireworks. The flight breakfast, business donations, and other donations from the general public support the fireworks show 100%, JC Fireworks Chair Brad Pierbolt said. The A-26 is a great addition to our annual celebration, and we hope it helps bring even more attendees out to enjoy the holiday. KJAN News Time is 8:01.
You're home most of the time just watching television, and you don't have any problems hearing the TV, so you don't need to have your hearing tested.
At family functions, everyone pretty much leaves you alone anyway, so you don't need a hearing evaluation.
At the doctor's office, your wife asks all the questions, and she'll help you get all the medications right once you get home. You don't need to hear everything the doctor says.
When everyone at coffee is laughing and having a good time telling jokes, it doesn't bother you. You just laugh along with them so they don't think you didn't get it. The fact that you missed the punchline is okay. You don't like dumb jokes anyway, and you definitely don't need to get your hearing evaluated.
During your last performance evaluation, you didn't get the raise you expected. Your boss says he's tired of repeating instructions, and if things don't improve, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe it is time to get your hearing checked.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're tired of missing out on quality time with your family, of missing the punchlines with your friends, and maybe even falling behind at work, there is hope. Take control of your life. Call today for a hearing evaluation. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
With the 4th of July holiday upon us, Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers would like to remind people that the Clarinda Police Department will be vigorously enforcing Iowa's traffic laws from July 1st through the 7th. This is in connection with a nationwide traffic enforcement campaign. In other Clarinda news, the 911 call center answered 89 calls in a span of 20 minutes early Thursday morning after the power went out at approximately 5:15 a.m. Many people called on 911 asking why the power was out. Police Chief Keith Brothers would like to remind people that you should not call 911 for power outages. You should report power outages to MidAmerican Energy. A mass murderer has killed himself in an Iowa prison. In 2001, Adam Matthew Moss pled guilty to killing 7 people in Sioux City, including his girlfriend and her 5 children. Investigators say he bludgeoned the children to death in their sleep with a hammer. He hit his girlfriend with the hammer too, but also slit her throat. Moss also killed a 58-year-old Sioux City man that he had worked for in the past. The crime happened when Moss was 23 years old. He was 35 years old when he died Wednesday afternoon. Authorities say Moss hung himself with a bedsheet. Moss was inside a clinical care unit at the time of the suicide. The unit is used to keep inmates with psychiatric issues away from the general population. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is releasing an annual report that will provide the first real look at how much the wet, cool spring has damaged the corn crop. In Iowa, the nation's leading corn state, the crop has had a tough time getting started and in some fields didn't get planted. Just how much of an impact the weather will have will be revealed today in today's acreage report based on field surveys and farmer interviews. Analysts compare the results with the March Prospective Planting Report to gauge crop season progress. That report said U.S. corn growers would plant 97.3 million acres this year, the most since 1936. Analysts expect the weather problems to reduce the area planted in corn by 2 million to 3 million acres. Governor Terry Branstad has issued a disaster proclamation for 2 more counties following recent storms and flooding in the state. The proclamation announced Thursday for Winneshiek County and Worth County means state resources can be used to respond to the effects of the severe weather. It also activates the state's individual assistance program for the counties. The program provides grants of up to $5,000 for households with incomes up to 200% of the federal poverty level. That translates to a maximum annual income of about $39,000 for a family of three. The grants can be used for home or car repairs, as well as clothing, food, or temporary housing. The former Des Moines school superintendent is suing the district over its handling of explicit emails that led to her resignation. Des Moines station KCCI-TV reports Nancy Sebring filed a lawsuit Thursday that claims the emails detailing her affair with a lover should not have been released to the public because they were part of a personnel matter when district officials uncovered them. Sebring used school district computers to send the correspondence. She resigned in May 2012 from her post, then resigned from her job to lead Omaha schools. The lawsuit names three district officials, including the former school board president. It claims they acted with malicious intent to have the emails released to the public. The station reports officials named in the lawsuit have declined to comment. A Minnesota-based mail-order company has agreed to refund nearly $10,000 in membership fees to dozens of customers in Iowa who claimed the business illegally charged them. Attorney General Tom Miller announced Thursday that Stauer, a jewelry and general merchandise retailer from Burnsville, Minnesota, would change its marketing practices and provide refunds to more than 50 Iowa customers. Miller says the company enrolled customers who placed catalog orders into a special membership club that provided offers and discounts in exchange for a $99 annual fee. Many customers say they were automatically renewed into the club. One customer alleged money was withdrawn from his checking account without permission. The company denied wrongdoing in a formal agreement, but agreed to the refund and a $5,000 payment to the state. Taking a look at national and world headlines, that's how the entire West promises to be this weekend, with temperatures in some places forecast at around 120 degrees or more. The mercury already hit 105 yesterday afternoon in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The National Interagency Fire Center, based in Idaho, says crews are especially worried about wildfires igniting in the Four Corners region, where the borders of Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Arizona intersect. The fate of an immigration reform bill that passed in the Senate yesterday is highly uncertain in the House. House Speaker John Boehner has said the House is not going to take up and vote on whatever the Senate passes. We're going to do our own bill. The Senate bill calls for beefing up security along the U.S.-Mexico border and would give millions of people living in the U.S. illegally the chance to become U.S. citizens. Boehner says his top priority is border security. Rescuers believe an 85-year-old schooner carrying the American family and five others from New Zealand to Australia has sunk. Six Americans and a Briton were on board, including Captain Dave Deich and his wife and their 17-year-old son. Rescuers continue to search for the seven, whose last known contact was on June 4th. Thousands of supporters of Egypt's embattled president are rallying in Cairo today in show of support. They held Friday prayers in streets surrounding a main mosque in the country's capital, and a cleric warned that if President Mohamed Morsi is ousted, there will be no president for the country, and Egypt will descend into opposition hell. A massive protest demanding Morsi's ouster is set for Sunday. Ford is recalling more than 13,000 Explorer, Taurus, and Lincoln MKS cars and SUVs because the child safety locks might not work on the rear doors. Ford says the safety locks can be turned off when the doors are opened or closed, allow a door to be opened with the inside door handle, and possibly hurt a child. The recall affects 2013 vehicles sold mainly in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. KJAN News Time is 8:09.
Listen carefully and think what your life would be like if you were constantly faced with
embarrassment, fatigue, irritability, tension and stress, anger, avoidance of social activities,
depression, negativism, danger to personal safety, reduced general health, loneliness, social isolation,
impaired memory, less adaptability to learning new tasks, paranoia, reduced coping skills, and reduced overall psychological health.
So what is it? Heart disease, cancer, or some other serious illness? For many of these diseases, the prognosis may be terminal, but the symptoms you just heard are actually linked to hearing loss. And for that, there is hope, whether the loss is mild or profound. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. Hearing loss doesn't have to be a source of embarrassment or depression or any of the other symptoms you just heard. You can avoid many, if not all of them, by treating your hearing loss with hearing aids. Today's hearing aids offer technology that has given back what so many patients thought they'd lost for good. And it starts with an evaluation. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Max Jacobson, 82, of Greenfield, died Monday, June 24th at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Services for Max Jacobson will be held at 10:30 a.m. today at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Charlotte Ann Thorson, 55, of Atlantic, died Saturday, June 22nd from complications relating to her battle with breast cancer. A private family church service for Charlotte Ann Thorson is planned for today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Mildred Bowen, 93, of Greenfield, died Monday, June 24th at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Services for Mildred Bowen will be held at 1:30 p.m. today at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Gerald Bowman, 89, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday, June 23rd at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Services for Gerald Bowman will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, June 29th, at First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Gladys Cunningham, 97, of Atlantic, died Monday, June 24th, at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Gladys Cunningham will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, July 1st, in the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Kay Brannan, 98, of Audubon, died Tuesday, June 25th, at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Mass of Christian Burial for Mary Kay Brannan will be held at 2 p.m. Tuesday, July 2nd, in the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Helen R. Petch, 98, of Harlan, has died. Services for Helen Petch are currently pending at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news is brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic, 243-5796. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News.